Well, good morning. As Tamanda said, my name is Edith, and I'm part of a teaching team here. Most of the times, I do spend most of my time in the fun church, which is the youth church. But once in a while, I get to hang out with you guys in the boring church. It's all right. I love you guys. It's an honor to be here with you this morning and to share God's word with you. And so in the past few weeks, we've been going through a series called Experiencing Jesus, and just exploring the fact that as believers, as Christians, we need to be with Jesus before doing for Jesus, being with Jesus before doing for Jesus. So Pastor Humphreys has done a few messages already, and today I'll be talking about being with Jesus makes us fruitful. Being with Jesus makes us fruitful. Our passage for today is John chapter 15. I'll read from verses 1 until 17. Now, I've shared with you before how when I'm preparing to preach, I like to read different versions or translations of the Bible. Just helps me to sort of like get a better understanding of that passage. And so as I was preparing for today and reading through this passage in different versions, there was a few that I liked that I thought I would share with you. And so we're going to read three different versions today, this morning. So bear with me, it will be a while that you'll be standing. But I'm going to read the NIV, the Navigators International Version, which is what I normally use. And I do work for the Navigators, so there you go. And then I'm going to read from the Amplified Bible, which I just found, the way that they put the passage, I just really liked it. And so I thought I would share it with you. And then finally, we are going to read in Chichewa because I can. So let me ask you to stand for the reading of God's word, John chapter 15, verses 1 until 17. That's where we were reading from. I am the vine. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burnt. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be given you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit. Obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that he laid down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. Then the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. This is my command: love each other. Now I'm going to read from the Amplified Bible. John chapter 15 from the Amplified Bible. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that continues to bear fruit, he repeatedly prunes so that it will bear more fruit, even richer and finer fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have given you. the teachings which I have discussed with you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. Just as no branch can bear fruit by itself without remaining in the vine, neither can you bear fruit, producing evidence of your faith, unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. The one who remains in me, and I in him, bears much fruit. For otherwise, apart from me, that is, cut off from the vital union with me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, he is thrown out like a broken off branch, and withers and dies. And they gather such branches and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, that is, if we are vitally united and my message lives in your heart, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified and honored by this when you bear much fruit and you prove yourselves to be my true disciples. I have loved you just as the Father has loved me. Remain in my love. And do not doubt my love for you. If you keep my commandments and obey my teaching, you remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you these things so that my joy...
1, 2, 3, 4. I have told you these things so that my joy and my delight may be in you, and that your joy may be made full and complete and overflowing. This is my commandment, that you love and unselfishly seek the best for one another, just as I have loved you. No one has greater love, nor stronger commitment, than to lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you keep on doing what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, for the servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you my friends, because I have revealed to you everything that I have heard from my Father. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and I have appointed and placed and purposefully planted you so that you would go and bear fruit and keep on bearing fruit, and that your fruit will remain and be lasting, so that whatever you ask of a Father in my name, as my representatives, he may give to you. This is what I command, that you love and unselfishly seek the best for one another. Finally, we are going to read from Chichewa, which is the language we'll all be speaking in heaven. So if you do not know Chichewa, get on board. Otherwise, you'll have a hard time in heaven. Yohane 15. Ine ndine mpesa weniweni. Ndipatate wanga, ndiye mwini munda. Iye amadula nthambiri yonse ya mwaine imene si bala chipatso. Koma nthambiri yonse imene imabala chipatso amayisadzira bwino kuti ibale zipatso zambiri. Inu ndinoyera kale chifukwa cha mawu amene ndayankhula inu. Khalani mwaine monga ine ndili mwainu. Palibe nthambi imene ingabereke chipatso pa yokha ngati sinalumikizikike kumpesa. Chomwe chonso inu simungathe kubereka chipatso pokhapokha mutakhala mwaine. Ine ndine mpesa. Inu ndinu nthambi zake. Ngati munthu akhala mwa ine, ndi ine mwa iye, adzabereka zipatso zambiri. Popanda ine, simungathe kuchita kanthu. Ngati wina aliyense sakhala mwa ine, iyeyo ali ngati nthambi imene yatayidwa ndi kufota. Nthambi zotero zimatoledwa, kuponyedwa pa moto ndi kupsa. Ngati inu mukhala mwa ine, ndipo mawu anga akhala mwa inu, pemphani chilichonse chimene mukufuna, ndipo mudzapatsidwa. Atate anga, amalemekezedwa mukamabereka zipatso zochuluka. Ndipo potero mudzionetsa kuti ndinophunzira anga. Monga momwe Atate amandikondera ine, inenso ndakukondani. Tsopano khaleni mchikondi changa. Ngati mumvera malamulo anga, mudzakhala mchikondi changa. Monga ine ndimamvera malamulo a Atate anga, ndipo ndimakhala mchikondi chawo. Ine ndakuwuzani izi kuti chimamwe changa chikhale mwa inu, kuti chimamwe chanu chikhale chokwanira. Lamulo langa ndi ili, kondanani wina ndi mzake, monga ine ndakonda inu. Palibe munthu ali ndi chikondi choposa ichi, choti munthu nkutaya moyo wake chifukwa cha abwenzi ake. Inu ndinu abwenzi anga ngati muchita zimene ine ndikulamulani. Ine sindikutchaninso antchito, chifukwa wantchito sadziwa zimene bwana wake akuchita. Mmalo mwake ine ndakutchulani abwenzi,
pakuti zilizonse zimene ndinaphunzira kwa Atate ine ndakudziwitsani. Inu simunandisankhe ine, koma ine ndinakusankhani kuti mupite ndikukabereka zipatso, zipatso zake za nthawi yayitali. Choncho Atate adzakupatsani chilichonse chimene mudzapempha mʼdzina langa. Lamulo langa ndi ili, mudzikondana. Awa ndiwo mawu a Mulungu, tipemphere. Lolani mawu anga mwanga ndi malingaliro a mitima yathu zikhale zovomerezeka pamaso pa inu Yehova Thanthwe lathu ndi mumbuli wathu. Mudzina la Atate, ndi la Mwana, ndi la Mzimu Woyera. Amen. English. Right, so as I said, we're talking about being with Jesus makes us fruitful. Being with Jesus makes us fruitful. Now, this is a long passage, and there are many things that Jesus tackles in this passage. And I will not attempt to go through the whole passage and do all that, but I do pray and hope that from what I will say this morning, that you might be reminded of something or might get something new that would be helpful for you. So as I was preparing for this passage, there are three questions that I thought we would look at this morning. There's one question that I asked myself earlier this week, and I'm going to pose that question to you. But also there are two questions that I believe Jesus answers in this passage that I think we can learn from. So the first question is, who or what are you attached to? Who or what are you attached to? As Jesus starts speaking in this passage, he says, I am the true vine. I am the true vine. Now, I've read this passage so many times, but as I was reading it this past 2 weeks, when I read that, it jumped up at me. He says, I am the true vine. And for me, in him saying that, it has a connotation of him saying that there are other vines that are not the true vine. There is a false vine. There are some fake vines. There are some counterfeit vines. And so, but he says, I am the true vine. I am the real vine. That's what other versions say. I am the genuine vine. Ninempesaweniweni. That means there is other vines. There is other fake vines or false vines. But then he says, I am the true vine. And so the question that came to me then was, and Jesus goes on to say, if you have to remain in me, abide in me, therefore you will bear much fruit. Remain in touch with me, remain attached to me, therefore you will bear much fruit. And so the question that came to me was, what am I attached to? And so that's the question that I want to pose to you this morning. What are you attached to? Who or what are you attached to? Are you attached to the real vine, which is Jesus? Or are you attached to a false vine? Are you attached to a fake vine? Because Jesus goes on to say, if you are not attached to me, everything else you do, he says, it will be for nothing. He says, you are nothing. You can do nothing apart from me. He says, apart from me, you can do nothing. Which means if you're not attached to Jesus, anything else that we do, everything else that we do is pointless. It is useless because we are not attached to him. And so sometimes we can go on and on about doing things, and yet we are not attached to Jesus. Are you attached to Jesus? Are you attached to the real vine? Or what is it that you are attached to? Who or what are you attached to? And so a question that I found helpful as I was thinking about this earlier this week to help me figure out what it is that I'm attached to is, what feeds you or what drives you? Because there are many things that drive us or that feed us, and that is the thing that we are attached to. Whatever it is that, drives you every day, that feeds you every day, that is what you are attached to. And so it could be that you are attached to status. That's what drives you. Or achievements, that's what drives you. Or maybe power, or maybe wealth. It could be that drives you every day. And if that is the thing that drives you, if that's what That's what makes you get up in the morning and go to work and do all these things. Then it is all pointless. Jesus says, that is for nothing. You have done nothing if you are not attached to me. And sometimes there can be good things. They're not all bad things. There can be good things. It might be something good that does drive you. It might be, oh, I just want to be a nice person. Oh, I just want to do this for my family, for my kids, which is good. But Jesus still says, even if it is a good thing, if it's not Jesus, then it's fruitless. Then if it's not Jesus, it is pointless. And so you have to be attached to the true vine. What are you attached to? There is a great book by Tim Keller that I once read, The Counterfeit Gods. And he says in that book, he says, anything can serve as a counterfeit God, especially the very best things in life. Especially the very best things in life. The good things in life can serve as a counterfeit God. And we have to be wary about such things. We have to look at those things that, is this the thing that drives me? Because if that is what drives you, if it's not Jesus, how no matter how good it is, no matter how noble it is, no matter how amazing it is, if it's not Jesus, it's pointless. If it's not Jesus, then there's nothing you have done. Because Jesus says, apart from me, you can do nothing. And so that is a question that I want to pose to you this morning. What are you attached to? Who are you attached to? What drives you? What feeds you every day? And it's a question that I would like for us to think over and over and over again. Not just once, or like, oh, I answered that question 20 years ago, I'm good. But it's something that we have to think about and ponder on each and every day. That you have to challenge yourself every day. What am I attached to? Because then that is what makes you fruitful. If you are attached to the true vine, if you are attached to the real vine, which is Jesus. And so that's the first question that I wanted us to look at. What are you attached to? Who are you attached to? Now, there are two other questions that I feel Jesus tackles in this passage. There are many other things that Jesus talks about, but there are just two that I wanted us to focus on this morning. The first one is, how do you bear fruit? How do we bear fruit? It is a simple question, and the answer is sort of like simple but still profound. Jesus says, remain in me, abide in me, live in me, make a home in me. He says that is how we bear fruit. That is how we become fruitful. Because if you asked me, I would tell you that being fruitful, if you ask me, Edith, has your week been fruitful? I'll tell you, yes, I have done this. I had a to-do list when I was starting my week, and I think I have ticked off maybe about 80% of the things on my list. I had a very busy week. I had to do this and this and this. I will tell you the things I needed to do. Therefore, my week has been fruitful. But Jesus says, no, that is not what makes you fruitful. Being with me, abiding in me, remaining in me, that is what makes you fruitful. And there are many times that we can get carried away by being busy, by thinking that we are being fruitful, even doing things for God. It's like, oh yeah, I was in Bible study, I was leading youth yesterday, I was doing this, I was hosting in church this morning. There are all these things that I've been doing, and you've been doing those things for Jesus. But Jesus says, even if you do all those things, even if you're doing them for me, but if you're not abiding in me, if you're not remaining in me, if you're not being with me, then that is futile. And so we bear fruit by being with Jesus, by abiding with Jesus, by living in Jesus. It says, kala ni mwaine. And for me, it's something that I have to do consciously. I have to be intentional about this. And I guess it's how it works even for most of us, that we have to be intentional about spending time with Jesus. It's not something that will just happen. I'd be like, oh, okay, oh, I'm done with my meeting. The next one doesn't start for another 30 minutes. Okay, I'm going to spend some time with Jesus now. There's always something that needs to be done. I always have something else that I need to do. And so I have to be intentional about spending time with Jesus. In the same way that I'm intentional about spending time with my friends. that I say, oh, let's meet for a coffee. Let's spend some time together. Oh, I'll come to your house to see you. Or can you come over for dinner? I'm being intentional with my friends. And in the same way, I have to be intentional in my walk with Jesus. I have to be intentional in spending time with Jesus, because otherwise it will not just happen. And for me, I know that you know, that is a struggle. That is something that I really have to work on. Even with my friends. I do have a friend whom I've been saying, oh yeah, we should have coffee. And I'm that person, I'm like, we should have coffee. Yes, yeah, we should have coffee. I mean, these boys, they've been meaning to make me dinner for, I don't know, however long. And just because we haven't made a date, then it just hasn't happened. I have a friend, we've been meaning to have coffee for the past 4 years, and it just hasn't happened in 4 years. Every time we meet, how are you doing? Doing well? Hey, how's ministry? How's this? It's like, yeah, we should meet up. Yes, we should have lunch or coffee. Yes, yes, yes. And 4 years, it hasn't happened. And so I've gotten to the place of, if you know, I have to be intentional of saying, oh, let's meet for coffee. You know what? Let's put it in our calendars. How about next week, Tuesday? Because if I don't do that, it's not going to happen. And so in the same way that I am being intentional about spending time with my friends, in the same way that I'm intentional about all that, I have to be intentional about spending time with Jesus. I have to be intentional about making time for Jesus and being with him and listening from him and talking to him and not hurrying off to the next thing. Yes, I say, oh, okay, when I wake up in the morning, I'm going to have my quiet time and then I'll go off in the day. But like it's usually still a hurried time. I just go through it. I'm like, oh, okay, I finished reading and off I go. Like there's always something more important. There's always something else happening. But that needs to be the most important thing. That needs to be the most important time, spending time with Jesus, abiding in him. Because it says, everything else you do, if you don't do this, if we don't have this, everything else you do is futile. And so staying in Jesus, abiding with Jesus, that is how we bear fruit. And then Jesus goes on to say, in verse 2, he says, the Father, the gardener, my Father, he cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it can be even more fruitful. That there are times that maybe things might seem hard, that God is pruning us so that we can be more fruitful. And there are many times that when, you know, hard times come, you feel like, oh, God has forgotten me. He has forsaken me. Everything is going so bad. I don't know where God is. But it might be God in that moment pruning us and helping us to become even more fruitful. Even more fruitful. He says, I love you so much that I am going to prune you. That is him showing his love for us. It doesn't mean that he hates us. It doesn't mean that he doesn't like you and so he's like, oh, okay, I'll make you go through this hard time. It means he loves us. And he says, I want you to be even more fruitful. Therefore, I'm going to prune you so that you can become better, so that you can become even more fruitful. And so in those times, search yourself and say, it might be God pruning me. It might be God wanting to do something amazing in my life. And so he might, I don't know, take away your job. If he sees that, oh, okay, this is becoming a God to this person. It's becoming more important to her than I am. He will take that away so that you can become more fruitful. So you can see him as the only one that you need. He might take away your relationship. It's like, yeah, this boyfriend, it's like, he just dumped me. I don't know what happened. It might be God pruning that relationship out of your life. In that, he wants you to be even more fruitful. And so there are times that does happen, and it's God showing his love for us. And it's God wanting us to be even more fruitful. That in that moment, it hurts. In that moment, you might feel like the world is ending. Like, this was my everything. I don't know why this is happening. But, you know, like, a few months, a few years down the line, and you look back and you say, look at God. Like, I'm thankful I went through that. Have you ever said that? I'm thankful I went through that hard time because look at all this that God has done. Look at all this that has happened. That was God pruning you so that you can become even more fruitful. And so he helps us to bear even more fruit. He says, remain in me, abide in me. And yes, sometimes it will be hard. I will prune off some things, but remain in me. That is how you bear fruit. You don't bear fruit by running up and down. You don't bear fruit. He doesn't say, oh, do this and this and this and that. No, he just says, remain in me. That is how we become fruitful. And I feel like Jesus also answers the question of why should we bear fruit? Because, hey, I couldn't just be a pretty tree and just be all beautiful out here for Jesus. Why should I bear fruit anyway? I could be a jacaranda or a flame tree. They're beautiful. But maybe they do have fruit. I don't know. I don't know. Okay, it's not edible. But is it fruit? I don't know. Anyway, you could just be pretty out there. But God says, no, I want you to be fruitful, not just to live out there. I want you to be fruitful. And says, it's God's purpose for us. It's God's purpose for us. In verse 16 of that John 15, he says, you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. He says, I appointed you to go and bear fruit. The Amplified Bible says, I purposefully planted you so that you can go and bear fruit. It's God's purpose for us to bear fruit. He says, this is why you are on earth. This is why I made you, so that you can go and bear fruit. It's not, oh yeah, I've got Jesus, I'm good, I don't care, whatever else. He says, I want you to live for me, I want you to bear fruit, because this is my purpose for you. And so he says, I purposely planted you so that you can go and bear fruit. And then in verse 8, it says, this is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. That's another reason that Jesus gives for us to bear fruit. He says, it glorifies God. It honors God. God is happy when we bear fruit. You know, I mean, I was saying earlier on, I once had this succulent, like a small little plant. But it, I don't know, I think it was like Four Seasons. I loved that thing. It was like cute. Like it made my house look beautiful. And I would prune it sometimes, water it here and there, and take care of it. It was just, oh, I love that little cute thing. And once I went on a trip, asked my roommate to take care of it. I should have taken it with me. Maybe that would have, I don't know, but the poor old thing died a miserable death. But anyway, but like the way I was, I mean, I don't know how God feels. Like, I mean, it was just like a small little thing. But every time like I looked at it and like I watered it and it looked lovely and it's blooming. And I'm like, oh, look at my little cute thing. Oh, look at it. Oh, it's so beautiful. Oh, it's amazing. I was just so happy. It made, it was just a succulent. And so I'm like, if I was that excited about a succulent, how excited is God? How happy is God when he sees us living our lives in the way that he made them to be? When he sees us living our lives for the purpose that he made us to be? And so when we live our lives fruitfully, he says, oh, there is my girl, Edith. Look at her. Oh my gosh, yeah, baby girl, you go on. He is cheering me on. He is excited. He is honored. He is glorified when we bear fruit. And so it says, we do this not just for the just, as Kenyans would say, and just for the just. I'm like, what is just for the just? Not just for the just, but God is honored. God is glorified when we bear fruit. And so God says, I want you to do this. I want you to bear fruit for me. And he says, fruit that will last. You know, it's mango season. It's almost going to an end, I think, because there's not as many mangoes out there. I love mangoes. I love mango season. But, you know, it's short. I feel like it's so short. It's too short for my liking. You know, it starts, I don't know, November or whatever, and like by end of January or February, it's over already. And so you go like 8-9 months of the year without mangoes. It breaks my heart. But anyway, it's how things are. They are in season, they are out of season. But then God, you know, in this passage, Jesus says, I want you to bear fruit, fruit that will last, fruit that has no season. There is no, oh yeah, it's my time now, or I'm not feeling like it, so no. It is all the time that we are living for God. It is all the time that we are abiding in him, and he makes us fruitful. And so he says, I want you to bear fruit, fruit that will last. And says, this is to my Father's glory. And so everything we do when we live our lives, we should ask ourselves, who am I attached to? Who am I living for? Am I attached to the true vine? Because if you're not attached to the true vine, no matter how hard you work, no matter what you do, no matter how committed to church you are, no matter how hard you pray, no matter how many Bible studies you go to, no matter, you know, what growth group you're leading, no matter all that, if you're not attached to the real vine, to the true vine, then it's futile. What are you attached to? Jesus is more interested in you being with him rather than you doing for him. He's more interested in you being with him rather than you doing for him. And so he says, abide in me, live with me, remain in me. He doesn't say, go and do this and this and that. He just says, remain in me. I want you and me to have an intimate relationship. I want you to know me. I want you to hear from me. And all that, he says, that is how you become fruitful, if you remain in me. It's that simple. There's no hard equation. You have to do this and this and that. He just says, remain in me. And so are you remaining in Jesus? Are you spending time with Jesus? Are you being intentional about the time that you spend with Jesus to know him? For him to know you, for you to know him, to hear him, to be in tune with him. And are you bearing fruit? Once you are attached to Jesus, you automatically bear fruit. He just says, apart from me, you can do nothing, which means with him, we can do everything. And so when we are attached to him, then the fruit comes. Are you attached to Jesus? Are you attached to the true vine? As we finish up, I'm just going to read some of the verses from that passage. I'm going to jump some of them, but bear with me. I'll just read a few verses. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He casts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. You did not choose me, but I chose you to go. I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. We have been purposefully planted here to bear fruit for Jesus. Are you attached to him? Are you being intentional about being with him? Because it is in being with him that we do become fruitful. Let us pray. Thank you, God, for you are a God who loves us. You are a God who wants to commune with us. You are a God who wants to, for us to know you. You are a God who desires to be known by us. And so thank you for you have welcomed us. You have given us an invitation to yourself for us to know you, for us to be with you, for us to live with you. Show us what that means each and every day. Help us to be intentional about doing that, about spending time with you, and about being fruitful in spending time with you. Show us what that means each and every day. So thank you that you have invited us. Thank you that your invitation is always open, that you never close, you never say, it's enough, I have enough. But you are always ready for us to come to you. So help us to come to you with all this. Help us to come to you, to live in you, to abide in you, so that we can be even more fruitful. Help us, O God, in Jesus' name. Amen.